Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
We have a wonderful archive weekend coming up this weekend, sponsored by the Museum of American Revolution, by the way. And we have been doing these archive features at this time every day since, I think, January when we started. Bill would like us to wrap it up this week. And tomorrow will be the last day of the weekly presentations, which is at this time around 1:30, then again at 5:30, and then again at 9:30 in the evening. And we'll cap off our celebration this weekend with a huge archive weekend all weekend long. And we'll prime the pump towards that with a huge archive block tomorrow afternoon after we celebrate some bands that are coming to town tomorrow, like The Offspring and 311. Then we'll go into a gigantic archive block, which will set you up for the weekend. And then we'll continue to come back to the archives on a regular basis over the rest of this year, particularly on this show, because there's still some good stuff. We've gone through a lot. There's some more odds and ends and some secondary performances that some great artists did that we didn't cover the first time around. So we'll continue, or I'll continue to, focus on things. But the regular archive weekly thing is going to come to a rest on tomorrow's program and throughout the afternoon. And then this great archive weekend that you definitely want to check out. So this particular performance was a live show, November 29th, 1983. She's so unusual. A very colorful lady, great dancer, wild hair, great MTV videos, and a huge Philly connection. Her name is Cyndi Lauper. The first album, the band that backs her up, is none other than the Hooters. Great Philly connection there. Her producer was the same producer that produced the Hooters and Tommy Conwell. And that's not all. The songs that she wrote, like Time After Time, was co-written by Rob Hyman of the Hooters. And you can hear his voice in the studio version of that. And the song I'm about to play for you was written by another legendary Philly person whose name is Robert Hazard. He told me once that he wrote the song. Actually, he wrote it, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, in 5 minutes in his bathtub. And then his version apparently was entirely different. And I don't recall ever hearing his version than hers. So we were bouncing around between the two. Should we play the girls? Should we play the Time After Time? And we decided actually we would go with Time After Time. The Ripley Music Hall was a legendary place on South Street at 6th and South. And on the studio version, as I mentioned, you can hear Rob Hyman's voice in the background. He co-wrote the song. It was nominated for a Grammy. Unfortunately, it did not win. But here it is, live in an MMR concert with the great Cyndi Lauper in November of 1983 on MMR.
Can't hear what you said. And you said.
time. Was a long haul? Yes, they do. In fact, they really do.
But not right now. Right now, we'll do something a little serious. Oh, yeah, this is live. Let me do my station ID now.
Wait a minute.
It's 93.3 WMMR.
Did I get it right? Philadelphia! Wait, do you guys want to do it? You guys do, okay. So we do it together. So it's 93.3 Philadelphia. Okay, ready? Okay, Michael, this one's for you, okay? Okay, here we go.
93.3 Philadelphia.
Yay! See, Michael, I thought I couldn't do it by myself. I got a few of my friends.
That I don't even recall that. And I was here at the time. It was 1983. We broadcast and we're playing that album heavily, not just Time After Time, but we're playing Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Money Changes Everything, a song by The Brains out of Atlanta that was on that particular record. And there were a couple more that we were playing. It really was a fun album. And let's see what else was on there. Money Changes Everything. Oh, Shebop was on there. And just looking at that, really cool, cool songs on this particular record. And, you know, it occurred to me, we were playing her a lot, and it started with this particular song. So it's Thursday, but I'm going to make it a double shot Tuesday and do this one. The great Cyndi Lauper. This is a great song, and it's written by Robert Hazard, and it's just fun. What the hell? Let's have some fun. What do you say? MMR Rocks.